Let's go live to Andrew Symonds, who is in London for us. Andrew, Boris pulling out changes things significantly. Is this now a one-horse race?
Well, it certainly is looking that way. Boris Johnson declaring that initially that it was in the national interest that he should stand, you know, coming here like a knight in shining armour, leaving the sunshine and sand behind. But really, there was never any real chance of him actually doing it, it would appear, because the Conservative parliamentary party just don't want that baggage from Johnson here in Downing Street, the place of Partygate, the fact that there's an investigation, a parliamentary investigation still going on to Boris Johnson. On Boris Johnson, he'd be sidelined by that if he was to come to power. It was technically possible if it was put to the whole country, the whole country's Conservative membership, because he is quite popular out there, but in parliamentary terms, no. So he has declared that he had 102 votes. We'll never know how many votes he had in truth, because each media organisation has been pushing, checking out who's going to vote where. The figures, according to media, are anything between 20 and up to 60 votes for him, but not enough. Not enough for that 100 mark. Now, the spotlight is on, very much on Sunak. Sunak has all the right attributes, it would seem, for the city. He's respected in the city. He's liked by the parliamentary party. Some have doubts about him because of the way he backstabbed Boris Johnson. He went for him along with many other people. Many of the other people who at the time, we're only talking 2 months ago, who at the time were actually saying, oh, look, you've got to stand down, you've got to stand down, have this time, thought they were backing the right horse and voted, were prepared to vote for him. So this is a big, big, funny old mix of British politics. But the bottom line is we might see an announcement of the new Prime Minister on Monday. It could be hours away because there is no need to actually go to the national membership of the Conservative Party if there's only one contender who qualifies. So that would be what's called a coronation. Don't start thinking there's anything involvement of King Charles III in that. That's a totally separate issue. Coronation meaning we don't need to go to the membership to confirm what's actually happening. So yes, this is the situation. We could have, believe it or not, a new Prime Minister here in Downing Street within a matter of hours, the announcement, and then a matter of 24 hours going to King Charles III to actually be asked to form a government. We understand that King Charles is available, not sure whether it's Windsor or Buckingham Palace, but available over the next 24 hours for that to happen.
So just go through the timeline for us in more detail, Andrew. Is there still a chance that Penny Mordaunt could gather more support by lunchtime?
It's highly unlikely. The figure we've got now for her is something over 20 votes. Now, there could be quite a lot of votes gained from people who were going to back Boris Johnson, who don't like the prospect of Sunak being Prime Minister. However, those numbers aren't likely to be that big, we understand. People like to back winners in the Conservative Party, especially if their names might become public. So it does look as if a lot of votes are transferring to Sunak, and Sunak is in a good place already, having gone past the number of 100 minimum. In terms of timings, as I say, 13G is the close of nominations. If Mordaunt does some spectacular magical increase in her support, then there would be a first ballot result at 17 GMT, and then we'd be in a position where the whole thing has to go to the country with an online vote. But expect very much so Sunak to win this.
OK, thank you for that. Andrew Symonds there for us in London.